Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I go right. I went the right way, was left. Cause the scribbles look so sad. And who says you can't win them all if you try?
Jiggy with some brother, I guess he calls himself a Muslim or whatever like that. He just called me on the cell phone as I'm trying to go live. I'm telling the brother, listen, brother, I'm on the air live. And the brother has a little nasty attitude. I don't even know the brother, but I had to put him in his place. Listen, let me explain this before we go into the show, okay? I was put into a thread. My cell phone numbers are in multiple threads. I don't even know how to do the threads, to be honest with you, black man and black woman. And I rarely come in on most of the threads. The only threads that I truly come in on are the ones with me, Macau, Rashid, Gerald, and maybe a couple others on there. And I come in from time to time, okay? And so this thread has been, and right now I can't come in on the regular threads with those brothers because my BlackBerry is down and I have to replace it. I don't know what's going on with the phone. Every time I try to turn it on, it says reboot and something like that. So I had to call my sister because she knows about this stuff, and she said, don't worry about it. She'll do that for me. But I'm talking on my other phone, and I have a thread there that I've gotten. I don't know who put me in the thread, but it's supposed to be Muslims. And I sent the thread out saying, hey, join us live on the show. Now, the brother says he didn't recognize the number. I'm not the one that put myself in the thread. I'm just sending something out, okay? But common sense, he says, well, don't call him. I didn't call you, brother. And I don't recognize your number. Well, it's a few numbers in there that does recognize my number, and those are the ones that I was trying to let them know that the show was on. I'm not talking to you. I don't know you either. But I had to let him know this. And sometimes, brothers, we are so whipped by this devil in our minds that some people will make you take it to the streets. And like I'm going to say it live on air, we're not the two. And believe me, most assuredly, I'm not the one. You can believe that. If you have any doubts about it, you better ask people, I'm not the one. All right? Now let's go. And I'm sorry I have to go into this, but this happens. I'm on air 5 seconds ago, so-called Muslim getting niggerish, so I'm going to have to get it back with him. And this, in the midst of all of this, instead of, but okay, let me just check that out, or let me not check that out, or just take me out of the thread or whatever like this. You have to actually go almost get into the gutter with these so-called Muslims. This is what I've been telling y'all all the time about these so-called woke niggas. They are still touched by the hand of Satan. Therefore, if you feed them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, some of them reject it because they've been in their dark so long and they have their own mindset. They don't have their own way of thinking. And if what you're saying clashes with their narrow view of things, they become hostile. So as the messenger said, don't force a person to accept this stuff. Put it out there, encourage them, and let it go. So today, the show is titled, and I'm doing this too on a laptop and on a tablet, again, to try to get this stuff through. So the show today is titled The Blood Chronicles Part 3. The hocus pocus has failed and the panic is on. Now, there are so many things that I was saying to you that is going on, but see how hostile we are to each other. This is a direct result of that mind of Yaqub. You understand? We always feel we got something to prove against each other. We get hostile with each other over the most frivolous things. And yet you can go on a job and work 16 hours and this devil can call you everything but boy. And you suck it up and you take it. Because listen, this is the way you've been programmed. Even after you see his world collapsing, even after you see him under financial straits and geopolitical straits, even after you see his political system in turmoil, you still are embracing his mindset because you see your black brother as the enemy. You're always trying to be hostile to your black brother, your black sister. We can forgive everybody. We can have a very happy attitude towards everybody but each other. It's always confrontation. and conflict. That is the mind of Yaakov in you, to hate the black and love the light. Listen, all of that is going to change as this white man loses more and more power, specifically and especially this American white man. And it is well on the way. It's well on the way. We have a caller. We have a caller here who's raised his hand. And before we get into the clips, I'm going to bring this up. And I want everybody who's on the thread with me to, on the normal thread with me, to please hit me up on another line until, I don't know if it's going to take a day or a week or whatever, till my BlackBerry comes back up or whatever, like, or till I get a new BlackBerry from Verizon or whatever. But I have an alternate number, and if you need to, you can get it from Brother Rashid or Brother Mikhail, and I think Brother Gerald has the number, if I'm not mistaken, okay? Because I can't answer the phone. You'll call it, and it'll ring, or you can text, and the message goes, but I don't get it because it's shut down. I don't know what's going on with it, okay? I'm not tech savvy. But let me go to the phone line, because we really got to get into this economic collapse thing, because all of the pillars of power of this white man is under duress, under strain, and they're breaking as we speak. But first, let me go to the lines real quick. 702. Let me see if it'll allow me to do this right now. Let me hit it. 702, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. I stand to you. As-salamu alaykum. 702? Well, we'll try it again. Okay. Maybe that was a mistake here. All right. But anyway, I'm so thankful to you all. Muted again. I'm so thankful to you all for joining the show, and especially on the fly, because there's so many times that we have shows scheduled. Again, I'm speaking to the massive audience around the world. There's so many times that we have shows scheduled that get rescheduled without my okay. I have to deal with it. There's certain times we have shows scheduled, even replays, that never come up. Still continue to come to listen to the show, because that is not me doing that. We are trying to fight against the machine to get the truth out. We're trying to stay on post and alert everybody as to the time and what to expect in the time and what must be done in this time. And this is a very, very perilous time for the white world, for the Western world. The economic collapse is on black man and black woman, and this is what's driving his mad policy. I wanted to read something to you. An article by Michael Schneider. See, I like to go to these conservative people, these so-called Christians, and I'd like for you to hear what they're saying about their own economic order, their own political order, their own standing in their own mindset of what they are expecting to happen. Because if I tell you something, oh, that's old Muslim. He's an old follower of Elijah Muhammad. If I tell you something, oh, that's an old nigga. I know just as much as he knows. So what I'm trying to do is point out to you the effects of the judgment on America, the effects of the judgment on the economic system, the effects of the judgment on the entire financial and political world order of the Western world, dominated by America and England, okay? So here is, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Here is an excerpt of this article, right? And it's titled, this was a few days ago, November 7th, 2019, by Michael Schneider. I read several of his articles on this show to show you what they see coming, because we are too, our minds are too into sport and play and foolishness for us to actually sit down, take the time, and examine what is being said to us. So let me read this title for you. Global debt is up to $188 trillion. This is officially the biggest debt bubble the world has ever seen. Now stop right there for a minute. I told you the numbers, that's staggering, isn't it? But how could that be? I'm asking you, how can global debt be only $188 trillion? When we heard from one of the, on the shows, we played a clip of one of the economic professors from one of the colleges around the world, and I played from 5 years ago and from 7 years ago. And at that time, he stated that America's debt, at that time, America, he's not counting the world. He's not talking about the off-budget stuff or none. He said America's debt was well over $200 trillion. So, again, I tell you, when these white people tell you something, all you got to do is Google what they said before. See, they understand that this thing is out of hand, and they got to give you some type of large number. But the real number is astounding. So if 5 and 7 years ago, the U.S. debt alone, and they're not talking about all the other stuff, they're talking about the unfunded liabilities. They're not talking about the derivative markets. They're not talking about these black budget debts. They're talking about just the unfunded liability and the real debt that America has when it comes to the military spending, Social Security, all that stuff. And he said there was well over $222 trillion 7 years ago. Huh? So if that is the case, how the hell do we arrive at the number 188 trillion for the whole globe? I'm asking you, because I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I'm not a butter knife either. But again, let's just listen to what he's saying, because they have to put up some type of number, okay? Global debt is up to $188 trillion. This is officially the biggest debt bubble the world has ever seen. Now, in this article, and it says, the world is now $188 trillion in debt. And that number continues to grow rapidly each year. It is a form of enslavement that is deeply insidious, because most of those living on the planet do not even understand how the system works. And even if they did, most of them would have absolutely no hope of ever getting free of it. Stop right there. So he describes a debt trap system as a form of enslavement that is deeply insidious. Now, hold on one second. Let's go back to just America's domestic system. From slavery up to today, we have been in a debt trap system. All of these payday loans and all of this other stuff has been geared toward the poor, right? Because they are the ones who need help financially, right? And it has become an enslavement system, right? So that, too, is deeply insidious. It is parasitic, as I told you. What does a parasite do? A parasite latches on to a host, and it derives its own life from the blood or the sustenance of the host. This is how it continues to thrive and live. This is what he's telling you. It is a form of enslavement that is deeply insidious, because most of those living on the planet do not even understand how the system works. Stop right there. Most of you who are trapped in this American debt bubble, in America's economic system, her political system, you don't understand the workings of it. They keep you away from their political and economic equality because they don't want you to understand just how wicked the system is and just how deep the rabbit hole of corruption, arrogance, and racism goes. Okay? Now let's go further. The borrower, well, let's say, even if they did, most of them would not have absolutely no hope of ever getting free from it. Is that not you? The 80-90% of you here in America that is under this debt trap are resigned to living the rest of your life under it because you have no thoughts of how to get out? And so you just deal with the situation as it is. That's why so many of you turn to drugs. That's why so many of you turn to alcohol. That's why so many of you turn to being abusive, because you are so used to the system abusing you and you want to lash out at somebody. So you lash out at those who look like you or who are close to you. Right? The system is abusive. And therefore, you mimic the system. This system is deceitful, so you become a liar. Right? So you become a thief and a liar, and you become a coward, not willing to stand on your own principles or the principles of the vine. You mimic that which you have been molded out of. Is that not true? And you can't tell me this system is not violent and brutal. Look around the world and look within her domestic politics. And then you go and you mimic it because you pick up a gun at the first drop of an argument and you start shooting at the person that looked most like you. I hate that nigga. I wish a nigga would. I wish this and I wish that. This is the mindset of the system. They wish you would. And that's why they continually keep their boots on your throat. You mimicking what you have been, what you come up out of. Okay? But let's go further. The borrower is the servant of the lender. Let's get that point good right here. The borrower is the servant of the lender. Why did I emphasize this part of this? Because remember, China is not borrowing from America. I'm bringing this in for a reason. America has borrowed from China. India has borrowed from China. Europe has borrowed from China. China is the financier of the global financial order. And if they pull the plug, right, boom goes the dynamite. Do you see this? So they can have common sense when it comes to a parasitic system that's now affecting them. See, as long as it didn't affect them, they wouldn't tell you these things. But now the system, because it must feed upon so many others, and now it's feeding upon everybody, including the ones whom it was made to enrich. Now they want to tell their brothers and they want to scream out loud that the system is unjust, the system is unfair, the system is this. Well, you are the great beneficiary of this system. Right? So you must suffer the consequences of what your parents have put out for the sins of thy fathers. What did God say he was going to do? Didn't he say he was going to visit it upon the heads of the children? Didn't he say that? I want you to listen. The borrower is the servant of the lender. And the global financial system is designed to funnel as much wealth to the top 0.1% as possible. Why is that not a corrupt system? Is that not a corrupt system? And is that not the same way we do each other? We can know each other all our lives. We can have the same bloodline. We can go through the same struggles, the same trials, the same tribulations. And one of us get a leg up in the society, and we may come from nothing. But once we get a leg up and we believe that the white man's pat on our back is better than the other one, then we will separate ourselves from those whom we'll come back to visit, but we will separate ourselves because we feel that we have arrived. And we will separate our monetary way of doing things than the way we used to do them with the people who suffered with us. And then we would rather take $1 million and help people whom we've never met before, while those whom you've grown up with still lie there in poverty. Because you are getting a benefit from that. You're getting a pat on the back. Oh, everybody is giving you accolades for helping this person and doing that, while your own family and friends are still suffering to pay the light bill, the water bill, and the rent. It's parasitic, I tell you. It's corruption, I tell you. This is the system, and you mimic the system. So it says, of course, throughout it, human history, there has always been slavery, and the primary motivation for having slaves is to extract an economic benefit from those that are enslaved. Is that not America? Is that not England? Is that not the colonial powers who have gone around the world and taken property and still to this day have properties around the world claiming this is owned by the Dutch? This is Dutch territory. Down in South and Central America, this is French territory over in Asia. How the hell is an island in Asia French territory? How the hell is you? How are you going to call French Guyana? This is not connected to the French mainland. Do you ever think of these things? Oh, Bermuda. Oh, Jamaica is a British territory. It's a sovereign nation, but it is under the Commonwealth of States. Do you you understand what that means? We're going to let you do certain, but I can override what your government say, regardless of that you vote for it. Do you know that? Do you know that these so-called Caribbean nations and these other nations that are so-called independent, that are part of the British Commonwealth and the French Commonwealth, do you know that they can make policy directly by the people? And if the Queen of England or the such and such of France or Belgium or whatever decide to send their ambassador to overrule it, is overruled. How the hell is that sovereignty? How the hell is that independence? This is a parasitic system, again, and you mimic what you come out of, right? Let's go further. Y'all brothers and sisters, please don't be mad at me. I have to tell the truth regardless of whom or what. All right, I just got some texts on my other phone. I can't check the texts out at this moment because I'm in the middle of something, and I'm watching my tablet, making sure that screen doesn't go black, and I'm watching the laptop, making sure this screen doesn't go black while I'm talking to you, and I have the books here, and I'm also monitoring my dashboard, okay? And I got news screens up, too, so once I play a clip, I'll check your messages, okay? But let's go further. It says, and even though most of us don't like to think of ourselves as slaves today, the truth is that the global elite are extracting more wealth from all of us than ever before. So much of our labor is going to make them wealthy, and yet most people don't even realize what's happening. Now, that is the first paragraph of that article. I want to read a little more because it is really talking to the heart of the matter of what's going on today. And see, the white man can talk about this when it affects him. But when it only affects you, oh, you're just unhappy. Oh, you just, you're making stuff up. Oh, you one of them power niggas or black powers. But when it starts affecting them, when their own system starts to turn and feed upon the so-called beneficiaries of the system, they get a new look on things. A new perception of things. And then they start screaming out, it's unjust and unfair. But where was this injustice and unfairness when we screamed to the top of our lungs for centuries? I'm asking you these things. Because we got to go to the root of the matter. And we got to address the 800-pound gorilla in the room. The corruption and the arrogance and the hubris. And the privilege of white people and their system. Okay? It says, let's start with a very simple example to help you illustrate this. This is what he's saying. He says, when you go into credit card debt, and you only make small payments each month, you can easily end up paying back more than double the amount of money that you originally owed. So where does all that money go? Well, of course, it goes to the financial institutions that you got your credit card from, and in turn, that financial institution is owned by the global elite. Now, stop right there for a minute. What I'm gonna do is end this mess about the global elite. Brothers and sisters, there are higher echelons of white people and white society, but just on the strength, this system was made for white people regardless to benefit from. Period. And in our eyes, all of them are elitists because all of them are direct descendants of those who benefited and are benefiting off of our misery. We're not talking about somebody, the Rockefellers only. We're talking about Joe Schmo, the plumber, who can get a job because of his color over the person who's more qualified. So we can call them also elites. Right? Y'all talk back to me because you never examine this stuff the way it truly is. But we're going to talk about it today. This is the Blood Chronicles, Part 3. The hocus pocus has failed and the panic is on. They're scared at what they see coming. They're scared at the ramifications of these unjust and corrupted politics. They're scared because they see it now coming into full being, and it's going to rip their wealth and their political standing to shreds. And they know it. They know it. So let's go further. And I just started reading this for you, brothers and sisters. So I do this stuff off the cuff, okay? None of this is pre-planned. I put up a lot of screens. I do a lot of clips just in case we have to talk on multiple matters. And that way, you know, we'll have a very entertaining, very enlightening, educational, and edifying show. Okay? Let's go further. In essence, you willingly became a debt slave when you chose to go into credit card debt, and the hard work that it took to earn enough money to pay back that debt with interest ended up enriching others. On a much larger scale, the same thing is happening to entire nations. So, I want you to understand, he said this: the same thing is happening to entire nations. See, I often tell you on this show, American domestic policies mirrors its international or global policies. You see the parasitic system feeding off the miseries of the people who reside within our own borders, and then you see the parasitic nature of this nation as it goes and just steals oil from other nations. Let's look at Bolivia. Morales was reelected for the fourth time, I believe it was, as the president of Bolivia, right? America and her color revolutionaries went and protested and started violence throughout the country, and then America affected the top echelon of the military of Bolivia. And a coup was formed to overthrow the duly elected president of Bolivia because he was anti-American and anti-imperialism and pro-indigenous. He lifted 20% of the population out of poverty in a short period of time. He has the greatest track record as president in the history of Bolivia. It was not about that, as Trump says, democracy has won today. Well, democracy is nothing but demon thinking. That's all that it is. The root word of democracy is what? But listen. So, Mr. Evo Morales, the president. See, I want to show you the parasitic nature of the American government, the American empire, the Western world. When Morales would not play ball, the same thing that they tried in Venezuela and failed, they put it into motion in Bolivia. And now the duly elected president has left the country for Mexico. And America has gotten what she wanted. But you know what it was about? I think it was about the lithium. Bolivia has been found to have one of the largest reserves, I think it was lithium. And they had signed trade deals with China and Russia to mine the lithium, which means that China and Russia would have a stranglehold on the lithium market. And this is unacceptable to the empire. So regardless of what it may come down on the people of Bolivia, America, in her quest for democracy, as she says, overthrew the duly elected president, right, and put the nation in upheaval and violence so that she can siphon off the lithium from there. This is crazy, man. I mean, this is absolutely insane. A parasite. That's what she is. America, not just America. Oh, listen to me good. Not just America, but America is on a grander scale. Because now Trump is not even pretending. You know, the countries would used to say, America, when she goes in there, we're going to fight against the dictator. Right? And we're going to free the people. That was tried. That didn't happen. Oh, we'll fight terrorists. That was tried. That didn't happen in Syria. So Trump just got down to the nitty-gritty. We're going to stay there and take the oil. We're taking the oil. And we dare the Syrian, the duly sworn armed forces of the Syrian people, we dare them to invade their own fertile territory and take back their oil and gold. We will respond with overwhelming force. Is that not the talk of a bully? That's That's insanity in the world sits by and just lashes out. But they want to lash out at Iran. They want to lash out at Russia or China. And America's sitting on people all, sitting on Iraqi all, trying to force down the throat of the Syrian people a central bank run by the Western world. Do you understand these things? These are geopolitical moves to try to keep the empire afloat in the day of her downfall economically. You understand? Because her moves were not getting her anywhere, so they just finally said, you know what, forget it. We're just going to move on it. We're just going to move on it, and so be it. And the world is going to have to just deal with it. But see, this is what's alienating the people. This is why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about those 10 horns from Central and South America and how they would hate the whore. The book described America as the great whore, the harlot of the world, who had given every nation that she had come in contact with a economic and political venereal disease. And it is so strong and so, and it's burning so hot that penicillin won't do nothing for it. They must look for a new kind of treatment. They must oust the empire from their lands. And so as the ten horns, those which hated that whore, saw this whore's movement for what it is, they rose up against her. With all of these things are prophetic. All of these things must come to pass for America to be removed as a global power. You understand? Some of you don't understand that this is prophecy written. And so you get so upset because you don't understand prophecy and you don't understand world events like you think you do. Now, according to the dictionary, the word parasite means an organism. Listen to this good. An organism that lives in or on an organism of another species, its host, and benefits from deriving nutrients at the other's expense. How's the empire a parasite? She's in Japan, right? She's in South Korea. She's stoking tensions between Asian brothers, right? And this continues to cement her foot in the Asia Pacific, right? So she benefits from the disunity of the Asian nation. Let's go to Pakistan, the Central Asian nation, Pakistan, Iran, and the other stands. So America's there, claims to be fighting terrorism. But how does the empire benefit? She benefits, her position from there is cemented as she continues to play these games of fighting terror when she is the one who is the terrorist and who is undermining the sovereignty of the nations there and bombing nation after nation after nation under the threat or under the guise of fighting terrorism, right? That's a parasite. Let's go to the Middle East. She's in Jordan. She's in Syria. She's in Yemen. She's in Iraq, right? She's in Qatar. She's in Arabia. She's in the UAE. All the nations that I speak of and then some, she's there. And she's always talking about security. And yet her presence always leaves a nasty taste of insecurity and instability. She benefits from that. She is deriving her imperial power and clout off that. What is that according to the dictionary? Huh? A parasite. You look to the Caribs and the South and Central American nations. How is she there? She's there trying to overthrow the government that are called leftist governments, that are trying to put the resources and the power back into the hands of their people. She is overthrowing them and destabilizing them because she wants the resources, and she says that this is her near abroad. Therefore, she is justified in doing anything that she wants to do to maintain her sway over this hemisphere. Well, look to Africa. Look at all the nations that are being destabilized because America is talking about terrorism, fighting terrorism. And yet, everywhere she goes, the terrorism explodes. And she uses that as a justification so that she can get a foothold into these nations and suck off their resources and control their governments so that the empire can live another day. What is that? That is deriving nutrients that the empire our needs to live, whether it be natural resources, whether it be putting governments in place that will benefit the empire, or whether it's putting corporations in place that will help siphon off the wealth and give it to empire. What is it at the other people's expense? What is that according to the definition? A parasite. She has become a global pariah and a global parasite for all those who want to see it. Okay? I'm just talking to you. I'm just talking to you. So, black man and black woman, I'm having problems also with my dashboards, so you bear with me, okay? We knew that that was coming. With no doubt about it, we knew that that was coming. And they refreshed my dashboard, and I haven't gotten it back yet. So I'm talking to you all. Just wanted you to know why no clip has been played, for those of you who are listening. So let's go. It says, today, the United States government is nearly 23. Okay? Nearly 23 trillion. In debt. Now, that is the public perception of, when in reality, she's hundreds of trillions in debt. Because if one of the, I'm thinking, I got this guy's name in my head. I cannot say it. And I got his face in my head. And he's a professor. And I played this clip on it. And like I said, 5 to 7 years ago, he said, and I played it recently, that the U.S. was at least $222 trillion in debt. Now, $23 trillion is like $99 trillion less than what he said 7 years ago. How is that possible? Brothers and sisters, you guys got to look at this stuff. You got to. You cannot buy this stuff that these people are telling you. Your memories are short when it comes to this man, and you'll embrace it in any article he puts out. Oh, yeah, he says this. He says that. He says, go and research it. Stop being lazy. Your lives depend on this stuff. Stop being lazy. That's our problem today as a people. The white man is working so much till we lazy. We don't want to do nothing in the way of self. So we rely on him to, the same man that's going to beat you behind and rob you, you're going to rely on him to give you everything. See, I know that in this article here, that this white man got curveballs. That's why I'm reading it to you, so that I can show you what he's trying to say and what he actually means. That's why I'm doing this. By the grace of God, through the teaching of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, I can see through this. And I can read it to you and give you an in-depth understanding of what they are saying or what they're trying to say, because they're not really talking to you. They're talking over you to their brethren because they fear a day wherein they lose everything, okay? So my dashboard finally came back, okay? Oh, my dashboard finally came back. All right, let's go. It says, today, the United States government is nearly $23 trillion in debt. In essence, we have been collectively enslaved, and we have been obligated to pay back all of that money with interest. Of course, at this point, it is literally impossible for us to ever pay back all that debt. And every year we add another trillion or so to the balance. Stop right there. Stop right there. So it has become a mathematical impossibility for America to pay back her debt. So if I have a budget, right, and if I have borrowed, and I continue to borrow, and my borrowing far exceeds that of which I take in, and I continue to do this, right? What is the term that is used for a person like me? I'm asking you. What is the term that is used for a person like me? If I continue to borrow for my livelihood, for my expenses, and my debt obligations far exceed and outweigh my positive income, what am I called according to the government's definition and according to the dictionary's definition? I would be called insolvent. That means unable to pay debts owed, right? Bankrupt, ruined, collapsed. Now, this is the definition of America. I'm reading to you the word insolvent, okay? According to the dictionary, the word insolvent is an adjective. It means unable to pay debts owed. Similar, bankrupt, ruined, collapsed. Isn't that something? So, if this is the case, and we read what Michael Snyder says, and he says that, in essence, we have been collectively enslaved, and we have been obligated to pay back all of that money with interest. Of course, at this point, it is literally impossible for us to pay back, for us to ever pay back all that debt, and every year we add another trillion or so to the balance. The global elite are now becomes the global elite. The global elite are now extracting more than $500 billion in interest from this debt on an annual basis, and it is expected that the number will greatly escalate in the years ahead. Stop right there. I was listening to some financial pundits about, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they were talking about the debt on the interest on America's debt. And at the time, one of them said, I cannot think of this conversation. What is that conversation? I don't know if it was some financial gurus from corporations or if it was a conversation between major economic analysts. And they were talking about we are nearing $1 trillion in interest on the U.S. debt. A trillion. On the public debt, the on-book debt, right? Do you understand when you reach this point? Because I remember listening to Greenspan, and I remember listening to, and this was a few years ago, the head of the CBO, the head of the Congressional Budget Office, and he talked about once you reach that point, it's the point of no return, right? And America is quickly at the point of no return. It says, of course, all at this point, it is literally impossible. So if it is impossible for them to pay back the debt, what is America? According to the definition. I'm asking you. Okay? I'm asking you these things so that you'll know. You are insolvent. You are bankrupt. You are ruined. And you are collapsed. Meaning that this is the economic collapse and the American empire now stands in ruins. Because she has become bankrupt and unable to pay the debts that she owes. Therefore, she's lashing out around the world. I'm going to sit on this oil. If you don't accept the dollar, then we'll just siphon off the oil and sell it with our companies. And I'm going to pout like a little crying baby. This is America. This is America. This is what she's showing you right now. You can't say I'm making this stuff up. You cannot, because I'm reading it to you. And then I'm giving you definition behind it. I'm giving you the definition of this stuff. So you can't say I edited it, or altered it, or I read it out of context. I know some of you are in love with this society, so you don't like what I'm saying, but hey, you can't do nothing about this. As I say to you, we're not the two and I'm not the one. Believe that when I tell you that. Now let's go further. It is not an accident. Listen to these days. It is not an accident that the Federal Reserve and the Federal Income Tax were both instituted in 1913. Okay. Did you hear that? The Federal Reserve System was designed to create an endless debt spiral that would get the federal government in as much debt as possible. And since that time, the size of our national debt has gotten more than 7,000 times larger. I didn't say 7 times. I didn't say 70 times. I didn't say 700 times. And since that time, the size of our national debt has gotten more than 7,000 times larger, starting in 1914, because it was signed in 1913 and it started being implemented in 1914. And 1914 marked the end of the white world, Elijah Muhammad tells you, right? It's so easy to prove Elijah Muhammad that it is almost unfair. But let's go further. It says, and the federal income tax was needed as the mechanism through which our wealth is transferred to the government to service all of this debt. It is truly a deeply, deeply an insidious system. Well, it wasn't insidious when you benefited from it. Right? And the American people should refuse to pay back any politician that does not favor shutting it down, because at this point, this isn't even a major political issue in our nation. And now, let's go a little further, okay? As I'm talking to you, I'm trying to skate down on the tablet. While I'm reading off the screens on the laptop, I'm trying to skate down on my dashboard on the tablet so that I can get back to where they froze me out at, okay? So I'm multitasking while I'm talking to you all. It's hard for certain people, but it just comes easy. So you just bear with me, brothers and sisters. Just give me a little time and have patience with your brother. And if I offend you, hey, apologize, but you got to get this truth. I don't apologize for telling you the truth, and I don't apologize for you getting it in such a manner where you can understand it. All right? What you do with it afterwards, that's on you. My job is to do what Allah directed his messenger, and his messenger directed his followers to do. After that, it's immaterial for me, for what you do with it, okay? So he says, it is truly a deeply, deeply insidious system, and the American people should refuse to pay back any politician that does not favor shutting it down, but at this point, this isn't even a major political issue in our nation. And of course, the United States is far from alone. Even though we can't get the whole world to agree on much of anything, somehow, virtually, listen to this, virtually the entire planet has been convinced that debt-based central banking is the way to go. Remember, 1914 marked the end of the white man's world. They enacted the laws in 1913, and they went into play in 1914, and now the entire world is engulfed in debt. Is that not true? Come on, talk back to me. 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. Talk back to me, brothers and sisters. This is the truth. I'm reading to you this stuff and explaining to you what Elijah Muhammad was talking about and how now world events are now vindicating this man and his teachings. Okay? It's easy. Hell, this is an easy job to do. So he goes further and says, in fact, at this point, 99.9% of the population of the world lives in a country that has a central bank. And that is another reason why America went into Syria. This is the reason why she went into Libya. Libya had no central bank that was under the Western world. Libya lived on the gold base. And America, immediately when she went in there, what'd she do? She threw away the Libyan dinar and come up with another kind of dinar. What did she do with Saddam? Saddam had no central bank that was affiliated with the West in such a way. Immediately, after she bonded, the first thing she did, even though the Iraqi nation lost billions of dollars, the first act, it wasn't securing the people. It was to secure the oil and gas field. The second act was, once they got into Baghdad, they switched the trading because Saddam had stopped accepting dollars for gas and oil trade. So they switched it, even though it cost the Iraqi nation billions of dollars. They lost billions behind this. They changed it from the euro to the dollar. If you think I'm lying, go look it up right now. Google, you can Google it easily. This is what this parasite does to keep the empire afloat. And so they went into Syria because Syria did not have a Western-dominated central bank also. This has everything to do with the parasite trying to keep the empire and the Western world all afloat. You understand? And now it says, according to Wikipedia, there are only 9 very small nations that do not have a central bank at this point. Andorra, Isle of Man, Monaco, Nauru, Kiribati, Tuvalu, Palau, Marshall Islands, Federated States of Micronesia. Now, these are very, very small. And listen to what it says. If you combine the populations of all these 9 nations together, it comes to as much as less than 1% of the total global population. See, she's unconcerned with the case that they have no economic clout. They have no great political discourse around the world. Huh? And what did he say? Do you think that this is just a coincidence? This is what he's asking. This man sees what's going on. Right? He's not just going to come straight out and tell you that he's a direct beneficiary of the hostile policies that America and the Western world put upon other people. He's not just going to come out and tell you this, but this is the truth. Man, time is going by. Now that I got my clock back up on my dashboard, I did not know the time was going by this quickly. But I just want you to understand what's going on. And let me go back. Let me finish reading it. I wasn't going to read this whole article, but I'm still trying to scroll to where they took me off the screen, took my screen off and everything like that. So you let me read to you while I'm scrolling and try to get back there so I can play a clip for you, okay? I really appreciate that. And if we have to do a part 5, because we got a part 4 coming up, but if we have to do a part 5 to play some of these clips, just to play a lot of these clips to give you an understanding of the fear of these people. See, I play these clips for these reasons. I want you to hear the fear in their voices. I want you to hear how they have come over in their thinking to what Elijah Muhammad says. I want you to hear the depths of the corruption of them and their system and the time that is against them. I want you to pay attention to all of those things when you're listening to them, because they see a time of uncertainty for them. They have lived in the 6th day, and they're not going over to the 7th. And they understand it. And so you have them running and galloping around the globe trying to maintain something that is not meant to be maintained at all. You have an unnatural virus in a natural environment. Right? Now let's go to science for a minute. We always do this. If the unnatural meets the natural, the unnatural can exist in a natural environment only for so long. And then the unnatural must remove itself or be removed, or else both will pay a high price. This is why not only is America in the Western world suffering economic setbacks, this is not only why America and the Western world are under tremendous political and geopolitical pressure, but it is something more to it. This is why out of nowhere you see all of these underwater and above water volcanoes that are becoming active. This is why you're seeing all of these cyclones and hurricanes today, tornadoes out of nowhere, mudslides and heavy and torrential rains and unheard of with the terrific heat or the terrific cold, because God said all of nature would also be turned against this people to remove them from the planet Earth. Because if they are not removed and they are left in this natural environment, the unnatural and the natural will die, according to science. So that unnatural germ must be extricated from the body of the natural in order for the natural to return back to health. So you see the environment rebelling against this man and his way of life. Global warming. What do they call that? Global warming, right? They're telling you that the earth is acting unnatural. No, it's acting very natural. Nature is rebelling against this man. He had 6 days to put everything under his subjection. The fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and every creeping thing that crawleth or walketh upon the earth. Right? For 6 days, 6,000 years he had that. And after that, everything would rebel against his rule, because his rule would be up. And now you are seeing in the 60 to after the other. Before one calamity is over, he's suffering another calamity. It takes a financial toll. It takes a mental toll on you. It breaks you down by degrees from which you cannot perceive. It is a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. All praise is due to Allah, who came in the person of one Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all holy praises are due forever. It's a very beautiful time. I love this teaching. I love this man. I love his God and I love his people. Therefore, I'm here free of charge doing this for you. Let's go to the phone line. I see my good brother with his hand up. And by the way, I'm going to have Brother Rashid to talk for a minute. And I want you to listen. And I'm going to still scroll down and try to get back where they took us and knocked us off, okay? Let me get this brother on there. Let's see. And I know Brother Gerald will probably raise his hand shortly, too. Let me see if I can bring him in, if they will allow me. Brother, give me a second. I'm trying. Here we are. Brother Rashid, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me, brother?
Yeah, brother. I hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Brother, you know, I was thinking about you, what you were talking about, the farmers and stuff, and now people that when the messenger was here, they didn't want to go for the program. Then after the messenger gone, when the devil started hitting them, then they started hollering the messenger's program. You know what that reminded me of? Wallace Muhammad. Yes, sir, brother. The messenger was wrong. Everything was wrong by Elijah Muhammad. Then when the devil took that PAC program that he had, making pig for the government, cancel it, then he started hollering about unfair, unfair. that the white man is wrong for doing it. But while the messenger was there, everything a white man did was all right for this clown.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But you're right, brother. This whole thing is coming down, brother, and you're absolutely on fire today, brother. You're absolutely on fire.
All praise due to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad, brother. We got to get this truth out there because our people depend on it, and because it's such a crucial time. See, I don't think our people understand just how crucial this time is and what is actually taking place. They look at things separated. You know, when they see things,
they
just...
That's
right. No concept of time.
No, they like the man you said, so many people think that they were going to stay in what they're in. You're thinking you're going to have even a couple of these would-be leaders will listen good by the year 3 billion and 6. Most of y'all will be dead. They're thinking for a long, extended time with the enemy. And the messenger said, which you always say, brother, the one thing Allah can do, I mean, a few things, Allah will never fail, lie and fail.
He gave
him a 60 to not exceed 70 years of extension of rule, right? This is for the empire here in America. And then after he removes America, then he got to go around and collect a lot more other enemies of Allah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But
the
70-year extension sure ain't going to be no 2079. 3 billion and 10. They think they're going to remain here. And this thing is getting ready to collapse. I mean,
yeah.
As long as it doesn't happen, our people are satisfied. But
yeah.
Allah, what the scriptures say, Allah had to strike that country where the slaves lived with plague. And let this, but like I say, that Donald Trump, boy, is the gift that keeps on giving. I was talking to a couple of relatives of mine and talking about how Donald Trump is great for black people. And brother, you should have looked at. They looked at me like I lost my mind.
I'm surprised they didn't cut you, brother.
Brother, everything this guy
yeah,
does,
brother.
Can't you see he's bringing down America slow by little by degrees, which people cannot see? Well, what the law? I don't care nothing about no law. The Constitution, it's just a piece of paper. Well, I don't want to do that. He is great. This guy right here was put in to bring America down. He is brought down in, like you said, steal oil. Yeah, well, we're going to go steal. The other presidents all of them are liars. But
yeah.
Donald Trump is a liar that just can't help himself. He throws the truth in there with the lie.
Yes, sir. And see, that's what he was doing. That's what he was doing in his business practice. He was predatory in his business practice. Ran every, for those of you who don't know, he ran every business in the ground. Every business that he ever touched. Every business in the ground. People don't know that.
What did he say? I want my Roy Cohn, right? Roy Cohn was a mob lawyer. He said that Roy Cohn was his second father. And what did Roy Cohn do? Steal and rip off everybody.
Yep.
It's like the old production racket, okay? Yes, you better. We want you to pay protection for what? For us not ruining your business. And that's Donald Trump's way of doing business.
Yep.
Robbing, lying, stealing. He got his friend. He might sanction his friends and his enemies. Nobody can trust him.
Just throwing fits everywhere.
Everywhere. Why he gonna sanction your EU? He gonna sanction Canada? He gonna sanction? And those are his friends.
Yeah.
But he cannot see that this is the people can't see this, and his people are they all for him? The Joe Lunch Buckets and the Homer Simpsons, the dumb 85% of all, they all for him. Yeah. We can make them. Show is making America great, all right, brother. and when our God and Savior comes and fulfill his promise, see, that's all we want. We want nothing but Allah's promise to come true. And he promised to free the blacks. 464 years of slavery should be enough for any man. But the so-called American Negro, he said, yeah, give me some more.
Yes, sir.
Right? He's like a man that's in prison. Right? Like when somebody's on death row and somebody come and say, okay, I'm going to open up your cage and let you free. He sit around and say, I don't want to go nowhere.
Yeah.
Close the door and sit there, a dumb slave about to be killed any minute. But just because, just like you say, everybody will not accept, the punishment must hit the black man.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, millions of us are going to lose our lives. Millions, because first of all, the Negro is scared, and then he don't want to accept right guidance. Then you said that's what Allah did with the people of Europe. Under the he said it was too harsh of a treatment what he put up on the white man when he became the monkeys and gorillas and the apes and all that stuff. And I said Allah will never do that ever again. He will always give a people a guide. If it's not a right guide, he'll give you a wrong guy. And since the black man of America's head is hard as stone,
yes, sir.
He gave you the white man. And the white man is leading you in the I was thinking a football player. What does a football or basketball or baseball or rapper, do they do anything? Those are what you say. Oh, every last one of them is mentally dead. Nothing of life in them.
That's right.
Do not do anything for self. As soon as a Negro get a whole lot of money, what do you do first? The first thing you do is run around and leave the people.
That's what I was talking about in the first part. That's what we do. And then you want to go make sure that the white man pat on your back is better than the pat on your brother's back. So you try to conform to his way of life. And then next thing you know, you want to spend money on jewelry. You want to spend money on cars. You want to spend money on houses. You want to do everything except for doing for self.
And then look at your brother right behind you and say, that nigga may take my position. So I got to demonize him. He looks like he's coming up on, the boss might accept, put him in my position. So I got to keep everybody. What the white man, what they call the Willie Lynch letter, which is, man, you said it was already done. This was a plan by the king and queen of England and the royal class way before Willie Lynch came along.
That's right.
Have the black ones. Mad at the dark ones. Lighter ones mad at the darker ones. The fat ones mad at the skinny ones. The short one mad at the tall ones. The medium-sized one mad at everybody. Division. Division is where he lives. I'm gonna get off right here, brother. I don't want to take you all the time. But it's like what you're saying about over in Syria, right?
Yeah.
The Muslim countries, right, over there. The white man thrives over here because he got 50 states working together. California, the people in California make their own laws, basically. The people in Florida make their own laws. People in New York make their own laws. But when it comes power, they are all together. All these little bitty Muslim countries that he's made up over there fighting one again. You can never throw off the yoke of the imperial powers if you're fighting among one another. You can never do that. I'm mad at that guy because he's a Sunni. I'm mad at him because he's a Shiite. Ahmadi. Division is where he lives.
That's right.
And if you knew so much, you wouldn't let the Christian lose. So you evidently you don't know that much.
Well, I like him so long. Good teaching, brother. Good teaching. Now I want to dive into something. I hope they'll let me mute this back because they may want. Let me see. There we go. All right, finally. I have to mash this button so many times. I have to make sure because sometimes the devil wants to listen in on people that called in. So I try to make sure that your phone calls are back muted so that people won't hear something that they shouldn't hear. You understand? But again, black man and black woman, the global debt. Now, this is driving this man insane. This is driving the nation insane. This is driving the entire world of the white man, the colonial nations, insane. Now, I'm going to tell you the gist of all of it, okay? All of it. Why is America under so much debt? Yeah, we know about the greed and the corruption. Why is England under so much debt? Yeah, we know about the greed and the corruption. Why is the entire EU under such a debt burden? Yeah, we know about the greed and the corruption. But why has the entire world been ensnared in a debt trap? Right? It is scripture. This is to prevent them from coming to America's aid in the time of her downfall. This is what the Bible was talking about. And none shall come to thine aid in the day of thy downfall. How the hell can they help America when they're struggling and trying to fight for their lives? You can't go into the water and save somebody else when you're drowning. So all of the nations are drowning in debt so that they will not interfere in what God has ordained. This is the day of the downfall of the American Empire, the American Republic, and the Western world. It is a beautiful time for those who have been under the thumb and under the boot of Yaqub's arrogance and atmosphere, this white man and his world. That's why you hear me constantly tell you that it is a very beautiful time, because I see the collapse of this. I see the end of it, as Muhammad says, the end of it all. And the end of it all is beautiful because the end of their world is your world coming in. So God unhinged them. They were so arrogant. See, he fed them. He made them drunk off their own hubris, off their own arrogance, like the book said that he would do. This is Bible. This is scripture. As a matter of fact, I continue to tell you, especially the first five chapters of the Old Testament or Old Book. Go read that. He promised to feed them this, their own arrogance, and make them drunk as though they drank sweet wine. This is the book. So what he did, he pumped their chest up and fed them. You know how an egotistical person is? They look at themselves in the mirror. In the mirror, look at me. Ooh, look at this. Ooh, I'm this and ooh, I'm that. And they spend more time in the mirror than a woman, right? So what God did, he fed them their hubris on a buffet table. And then they thought, well, if we were able to just continue to spend, we could spend infinitum, and we could just print up as much debt as we want, and as long as our military power was sustained, we could keep this going in perpetuity. God let them think that. So they detach themselves from reality and detach their monetary system from a gold and silver based system. Right? Now you hear, all you hear today is these alternative media people talking about a gold-based system. All you hear about them talking about fiat currency is nothing.
Elijah Muhammad was saying, I got the clips. And I played them on the show. He was telling you that in the 50s and in the 60s. And he was talking about the ramifications of the arrogance of these people when they ripped their monetary order off the gold-backed system. Elijah Muhammad was warning. He said, but they're going to do it because this is the nature of them. They're greedy and arrogant. And now you hear everybody saying these things. This is the talk of the town, as though this is new news. But the debt-based system, Allah allowed them to, and so they needed something to back the dollar with. So they started backing it with oil, and they said, well, if you would accept this, the dollar, then what we can do, we can help you build up your society from the deserts, and then we can give you a place at our table amongst the world nations. You know, they love to say that, the world nations. They exclude everybody else except the Western world. Well, they are fighting against the world order. This is what America said the other day. Well, the civilized world is on our side. And then there was a vote passed where 99% of the nations in the UN voted opposite of America. So what did America just say to those people? That they were not civilized. That they are not a part of what she terms or deems as the international order. 99% of the world nations voted against her. All right? And she says the civilized nations are with her. Is this not an insult, brothers and sisters? You hear these things and they go right over your head. But, again, she is alienating people. She has alienated people. And she continues to alienate people. All while she must beg for a handout to keep the empire alive and afloat for another day. She's living on fumes, black man and black woman, and this is why she is so angry. This is why one time they'll make a policy here. Remember when I was telling y'all about what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said about America and her retractable laws? And now she'll say, yes, we made a deal and with this nation, and then 24 hours later, no, we didn't sign a deal with this. Retractable. You can't trust a schizophrenic person like that, a schizophrenic nation or republic like that, a schizophrenic empire like that. See, they've been touched by the hand of God. This is something that you've got to understand. This is the most important part of all of what you see. All of these things are taking place because God has ordained it. You are either with him or you are against him. If you embrace America and try to rebuild and try to make America great again, then you're working against the international, the true international and divine order, which is that of the divine supreme being, Allah in the person of one Master Farad Muhammad. And if you work against that, then you become an enemy to that God, the new civilization that is coming in, and the people who will rule it. I have to break these things down like this because this stuff is in the news, and sometimes you read this and sometimes you overlook this stuff. You overlook it. And sometimes we consume so much news that, and especially some of you so-called woke ones, you consume so much news and you be wanting to be the first one to say, look at this article or look at this or do this, that you don't take time to read the article. Sometimes it's good to just pass over the article. Without putting out, do you understand that? I get a lot of articles before anybody gets them. I get a lot of alerts before anybody gets them. I get a lot of news before anybody gets them. But the majority of them I pass over because I understand it's propaganda. And if I don't have time to put it in its proper context, I won't put it out there because you can do more damage by just regurgitating propaganda. You know, then leaving it alone. So a lot of you do a lot of damage by regurgitating propaganda. And we've got to come away from that because this world is on its last leg. Matter of fact, it ain't even on its legs no more. It's on the pelvis. It's been ground down. She is in trouble, black man and black woman. You might not want to accept this, but this is the truth. Now, as I promised you, and I, time is just getting away, black man, black woman. But I'm enjoying myself with you all. I'm trying to break this stuff down with you all. I'm trying to give you the truth in its proper context, because so many people, when they give it to you, they give it out of its context, and they want you to look at them in such another way because they are products of the system that they came out of, and some of them don't even realize. But I'm going to, oh, my good brother Gerald just raised his hand. I'm going to play a clip, so I'm going to bring Gerald in before I play the clip. And I want you all to give me an extra 3 to 5 minutes of the show, okay? Because I'm going to let Gerald say what he has to say, because I know he has something to say. So my good brother has something to say. And then after that, I want you to listen to Gregory Mannarino, and then that'll set the stage for the next episode, so we can come right back in with some of the clips that I was supposed to play today for you all. And as we go out with Gregory Mannarino, when it is, I'll come back, close up the show, and then on the next show, we'll come in with Gregory Mannarino, the clip on Gregory Mannarino, because I be wanting you to hear his voice and his disgust, all right? Even though sometimes he may say that I'm for President Trump and I'm this and the pain there for the disappointment of the person that he loves so much. And to see the system collapsing is something else. But let me bring in our good brother, if they allow me to do it. Hold on 1 second, Brother Gerald. All right, there we go, brother. Salam alaikum, brother.
Well, it's long, sir. How you feeling today, brother?
Well, I'm feeling good. How about my good brother there?
I'm doing fine, brother. All praise is due to Allah, which is good to home baked breakfast of truth, brother. You can't help but to... You can't help but
yes,
acknowledge this truth, brother. All praise is due to Allah. You know, I wanted to mention what Brother Rashid and yourself spoke of earlier in relation to Donald Trump. Yes, sir.
Hold on 1 second. I want you to tell your son, Brother Amir, we love him.
Yes, sir.
We miss him,
yes, sir,
on the show.
Yes, sir.
All, brother, you did a hell of a job with that, brother. I'm telling you this on the air, so you'll get your credit on the air, brother. All praise
yes,
is due
sir.
To
all
Allah.
All praise is due to Allah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All the credit and all the praise belongs to Allah and his messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And
yes,
I just wanted to touch on what your brother Rashid has spoke of in relation to Donald Trump. You know, let's not forget that he had a lot of help along the way, brother, you know, with the previous administrations and, you know, bringing America down. So, you know, when we look at Donald Trump, you know, he's doing a lot in relation to his works from bringing America down, along with the tariffs, along with, you know, with Russia and China. But the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that America has been fallen ever since the coming of Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. He says, woe to America, she is in trouble. She is in trouble. She has angered the God of gods, Almighty Allah. He intends to bring her to her knees. He has the power to do it. Many nations before you thought that they was able to stand and contend with God and fight with him, his own weapons, according to the Holy Quran. He destroyed them, buried them under the sand of Arabia, Egypt, Africa, and other eastern lands. Until today, you will have to go and dig to find the marks of their civilization. There, according to the Holy Quran and according to our own science today, who have went and dug and dug and dug up the earth and made it clear that they found buildings down under the sand, brought them to light. Some of them is unearthing themselves. The wicked white race have been continuously to do evil and lead the black man into filth and evil. They are today while they are in judgment. They are trying their utmost night and day, every hour, 24 hours, to get you to yield to evil and filth. Them here and there is against it and now speaking out against the evil doings of themselves. But they are absolutely made of evil. They are not people that have some good in them and evil has dominated. No. They were not made with good, as Jesus tells and teaches you and me and John, the 8th chapter, 44th verse. They was created a liar and a murderer. The lie could only stand for long as the light of truth did not make its appearance. But in this dead, dreadful day, there can be no judgment unless truth is told. How well did Jesus describe this day and time? In his parable of a sower who went out and sowed his field with its seeds, but while he slept, at night, an evil enemy came and sowed tares among his wheat. Next morning, the day of judgment, the nearing of judgment, this discovery of what the enemy has done to the people sown in their hearts of the righteous, evil, and now they are practicing evil and must be judged according to their works. A dreadful day. four great judgments is now working on America. Storms, wind, rain, hail, snow. How much of this is yet totally helpless? Pile snow up your country from the north, as your Bible teaches you in Job. He has saved this snow and ice for the day of battle and war. It's going on there. It's plenty snow in the north, plenty ice in the north to be hurled down on America, poured upon America. Who has no defense against such calamity? At the same time, in the tropical regions, rising up in the brewing storms in the Carib area, some say Caribbean, moving them northward and now westward to strike the shores of America, destroy her home, destroy the lives of her cattle, destroy her people. They're moving in America right now while I'm talking. Oh, woe to America, woe to America. She will not heed to the voice of righteousness, not even from her own people. There are some of them who wishes to go right. They're out there trying to condemn those among them who refuses to listen to the truth. These white people, God will give them some mercy and delay their time. They're doomed to some future years yet to come. But here is that man with nine against one that want to carry out the evil against the righteous. When will that day come? Maybe you don't have to ask that question. When the judgment will come, it's already here. Just go to looking and see what's going on. And then stop and listen to you bear Elijah witness that we are in it. So just to sum it up, brother, it is Allah, Master Fraud Muhammad, who is bringing down America. Militarily, economically, politically, all of this. This is Master Fraud Muhammad. He is the one laying America low. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, you know, that America will be set on fire 390 years,
right,
and then 610 years to cool off. It is Allah who is bringing America down. And see, the white
That's
man
right.
is deceptive, and we understand and know they'll use Donald Trump and all this impeachment to get him out because he's the one who's causing all of the issues with China and all. He does not want us to know that it is Allah, Master Fraud Muhammad, who is at the helm of the destruction of America. So they'll put all the onus on Donald Trump. See, you know, this is what the devil does. He deceives the people by keeping them blind to the reality of the living God. Tuning in to the Star Crescent Report, and hear this brother Rashid speak this truth of the teachings of Elijah Muhammad, you get the absolute truth of not only economically, politically, but see, that's why the devil does what he does in relation to, you know, disrupting the shows, you know. But see,
yes,
he has not taken you off after 10 years, brother, because the devil plans and Allah plans, and Allah is the best of planners.
Yes, sir, my brother. As always,
yes,
brother,
sir,
I love
brother.
You. Tell your son I love him. Brother Rashid, tell yours I love him. And I want to also say this to Brother McCauley. Listen, I got that, brother. Thank you. This brother donated to the to try to keep the show on the air. Brother Gerald donated. Brother Amir donated. Brother, I mean, we get donations from some of the believers who want this truth out there. And I just give y'all credit while we're on the air, brother, because it's a lot of people that don't know that even though I'm the voice talking on it, it's other people that if it's $1 or $10 or $100, give to
yes,
keep
sir.
The website
yes,
up
sir.
And to get the
mm-hmm.
The radio show on. So everybody got to get some type of credit, brother.
And that's, you know, that's a part of Islam, brother. The messenger teaches us, you know, is you know to you know pay homage and privilege to the donating, you know, sadaqah. You know, we have
yes,
to you know, we have to try to keep, you know, that which is powerful and true, you know, going. And this is a part of the message of teaching, brother. So we have to you know, we have to donate to try to keep the show going. So continue on, brother. May Allah continue to bless you. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir, brother. Likewise. Assalamu alaikum, brother. I love you all. For this. And brother, whether you donate, brother, sister, listen to me good. Whether you donate or don't donate, I love you regardless because you are my own. You all got the same DNA, same structure, same God in you. You see, I love you regardless. But I wish some of you would help keep all this because that's a lot of work. I mean, this is a lot of work. Sometimes when I'm doing these articles, sometimes when I'm doing the stuff for the radio show, it takes all day. I'm martial arts, and I'm here to 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning doing this thing, and then I get ready to do the show, can't do the show because I'm blocked. And sometimes I push off doctor's appointments. Sometimes I push off a certain thing. And mind you, we also homeschool our children, so that's a lot
you know, sometimes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, have to tell them, look, go do this while I'm doing the show, blah, blah, blah. And then with the thing happening with my little son getting burned or whatever, we got more on it. So we appreciate everything, whether it's a dollar or whether it's a handshake or whether it's just the word of mouth telling people. All of that is zakat. All of that is charity. And I thank you all for listening to the show. I'm not going off the air because I want you to hear. This is 7 minutes. I asked you for three, brothers and sisters. Please give me nine more minutes, because this clip is 7 minutes and a half. And I want to come back and close it, and I want to tell every one of y'all, from Sister Zakiya to Brother Leo to all of you who give from time to time, thank you. It really does something to me, and I just want to acknowledge you all on the air, because you don't have to do that, but you do it because of your duty, and you do it because of the character in you. And I just want to acknowledge your character, all of you, all of you. All right? So let's go to this clip, and I want you to hear this. From the bottom of my heart, though, I want to acknowledge you all, and I want to tell y'all thank you. Listen to this clip by Gregory Manorino. This is 7 minutes, 46 seconds, and after that, we're going to close up with about a minute or so. So listen close, if they'll allow me to play this. All right, I'm going to hit it again and see if it'll go through. Remember that plan.
Okay, everybody, here we are. Together again at last. Lots of stuff to talk about again, as usual. So this is my pre-market report for November 6th, 2019. Well, as I am doing this video blog, stocks, again, are poised for a record high open. Now, let's back up a moment here, people. As a matter of fact, yesterday, for some reason, I got slammed with messages and emails from people. I didn't even get to half of them. People are rightly concerned about what's happening in this stock market, and a lot of them are telling me I am wrong again. And I've been hearing this same thing since I've been explaining to people that stocks are going to continue higher, and they will. For those of you that are writing to me and telling me that I am wrong, that yesterday was the top or whatever it might be, why? Why? Because you hear certain people out here on YouTube explain to you that the market's going to crash tomorrow. Okay. How? How in this environment is the market going to crash tomorrow unless it's a deliberate act? We have hundreds of billions of dollars being poured into the debt market right now just to keep this propped up. We have a Federal Reserve with a trading desk who's buying stocks. There's no doubt about it. The Wall Street banks are buying stocks too. They're propping this up. Can't happen. It's just not going to happen right now. The distortions that exist in this market are going to get monumentally worse. And with regard to the Fed, what they're doing now with the hundreds of billions being pumped into the debt market, we haven't even begun to see the full effect of where this is going. We also know, and I want you to get used to this, that a lot of effort is going to go into dollar intervention or dollar devaluation. This is, again, stock market positive. So ignore the people out here. Look, you can choose to do one of two things. You can ignore me, who has been so accurate with regard to this market that it's frankly scary, or you can choose to listen to someone else who's trying to explain to you the market's going to crash tomorrow and you should be short. You'll go broke. All right. My goal here, the reason why I am sitting here at 5:52 a.m. in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, believe me, I could still be sleeping, is because I feel like I want us all to win. And we are going to win. We know exactly how to do it. It couldn't be easier. The plan I have laid out for all of you is by far, in my view, the best plan that I've heard out here. Betting against the debt, becoming your essential bank. Why? Because they are going to continue to inflate, and we haven't seen anything yet. We are going to see dollar devaluation. We literally haven't seen anything yet with regard to that. Now, yesterday, precious metals got hammered. That was a buying opportunity in my view. They will look, it's not going to stop either. The precious metal suppression scheme, the fact that the hard asset derives value from the derivative? That should tell you where you need to be. This is a long-term trade. We all know how this is going to end. I mean, there's no mystery here. It's incredible. And there's nothing new here. It's a cycle that we've seen over and over again. It's a mechanism by the bought and paid for government and the Federal Reserve, other world central banks, to fleece the people of the world and foster a wealth transfer, pushing cash up the food chain, literally, to the one percenters. That's what this is all about. It's always been about that. It's really why the markets were created, is to foster this mass wealth redistribution. They get the middle class around the world to save, put money into their 401ks, investment plans, and all of a sudden they take it. This is a repetitive pattern, people. Get used to it and capitalize on it. That's what it's all about here. Again, we are in a full-blown risk-on environment, despite the fact that our economy is in free fall. All right? This is how it's going to go. How many times has this guy explained to you, we're going to see a gap between the economy coming down and the market going up? That's where it's going to go. All right? Get used to it. And again, learn to make it work for you. Period. The end. So simple. It is so easy. All you need is to have a little bit of a perspective on where we are going longer term with regard to the Fed. Again, we haven't seen anything. Hundreds of billions of dollars being poured into this market every day. Every day, the calls for dollar intervention, dollar devaluation. That alone should tell you. You should what? Bet against this debt, becoming your own central bank, holding hard assets, and in my view, holding cryptocurrencies as well. In other assets. Artwork, musical instruments, I mean, just own things. That's the difference between a person who has wealth and a person that borrows and rents their way into obscurity. Period. They own things. You need to be an individual who owns things, not who rents and borrows their way into financial ruin. So simple. Becoming wealthy is the easiest thing on the planet. It's a mindset, and once you understand what you need to do, do the opposite of what they're telling you to do, and you're going to be great. You're going to do fine. If you listen to the rhetoric, the nonsense, the lies, the propaganda, the programming of your brain, well, then you're done. You're absolutely freaking done. Anyway, let me get back on track. So stocks are set for a record high open today. Let's see where this market plays out. I explained to you yesterday, I think it was yesterday, I believe that this market needs to burn some off, and it may come sooner than later. I'm not saying it's going to crash. I think it's a bullish move for this market to give a little back and then go up. That's where it's going to go in this environment, going higher. All right, with they're propping up crude oil, the price of crude oil should be less than half of what it is right now. I explained to you that crude oil is the lifeblood of the military-industrial complex. The banks have major investments in it. So where do you think that's going to? They will do whatever they got to do to push crude higher. Period, the end, and you know that if you follow this blog. Get used to that, too. Get used to the environment you're in. Understand where we are. And just make it work for you. That's it. It's so simple. It is so freaking simple. All right, with that said, look, I got to get back to work. Please share the video. Get it out there. Love you a lot. See you at the end of the day.
So, in closing on that, he said this system is in free fall. And I'm going to tie all of these loose ends up, and then we're closing out because I know I only got like a minute and some left with you all. So, he says in free fall. According to the dictionary, the word free fall means it's a noun, downward movement under the force of gravity only. Move under the force of gravity only and fall rapidly. So what he's telling you is that the economic system, the currency system, the debt-based system is on a downward fall and is falling rapidly under a gravitational burden. What gravitational burden? The divine burden. Divine. Brothers, listen, This stuff is, I mean, it's easy. And then he talks about how this system is doing this and doing that. He's telling you again that it is parasitic. It is parasitic. And so what we're looking today, we're looking at the fall of America. Never lose sight of this. Because America must fall for you to go free. She got to fall. That's why the dollar is under. Don't try to save the dollar, black man and black woman. Don't try to save the American Republic, black man and black woman. Don't try to defend his so-called values and freedoms, black man and black woman. Because if you do, that puts you on the opposite side of God. Because God says that he would kill off nations for you, right? And he promised to free you from the grip of America at any and all costs. And so he, to do that, he goes to work and cuts her trade. He goes to work and destroys her currency. He buries her under mountains of debt. He caused political turmoil and insurrection and dissatisfaction. He is orchestrating this whole thing, this great symphony called the judgment is now playing in a theater near you. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, and the billions around the globe, know that your brother Rashid Muhammad loves you to life. But the love that I have for you pales in comparison to the love that my God, my Savior, and my Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who is Master Farad Muhammad, his messenger, the last and the greatest of the messengers of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that mighty, mighty nation of Islam has for you. Until we next speak again, stay strong, stay true, but above all things, stay righteous. I love you all. May you all be blessed. Until we next speak again. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I made.